This all happened a few months ago when I met Veronica at a mutual friend's house party. We hit it off immediately as a beer pong team, so she gave me her Snapchat and we spent the next week exchanging videos. At first, it was casual, mostly memes and just videos of whatever we were doing at the time with goofy filters over it. Like, I sent Veronica a snap of me cooking breakfast and then slapped a psychedelic lens over my face that made me look like a hippie. After about a week, Veronica started sending me flirtier snaps. Nothing wild, just stuff like blowing me a kiss at the end of a video or using a heart emoji filter. I was vibing with that because Veronica was gorgeous. Dark hair, dark eyes, and slim. We'd probably exchanged 100 snaps before I saw the face in the background. I was laying on the couch playing Elden Ring when I received the snap. "Hey Troy, what do you think of my new earrings?" Veronica asked in a video. She was sitting at her kitchen table with some kind of pirate filter on. It added big fake gold earrings as well as an eye patch. Just as the snap was ending, I sat up. There was something in the background of the video in a shadowy way at the end of the kitchen. The snap was gone before I had a chance to think to screenshot it. It was hard for me to tell exactly what it was in the background due to the bad lighting and the filter, but it looked like a face on the wall. The face was ugly, old, but hard to make out in detail because it was dark. It was a man, completely bald, with thick, hard features and eyes that seemed to look right through you. His mouth was clenched shut. I thought there might even have been a red streak on his chin. I decided to snap Veronica back ASAP. "Hey, did you recently install a creepy portrait in your kitchen?" I asked. Creepy dude was mean mugging me in your snap. I added an LOL filter and sent the message. Veronica got back to me immediately. "Not sure what you're talking about, dudeski," she said while shooting a quick video tour of her kitchen. "You're weird, but luckily you're cute." I felt the blood go cold in my veins. Veronica's snap showed me the wall where I thought I'd seen the portrait of the man. But instead of a painting, there was a window. "Hey, I'm being serious now, okay?" I snapped back. "I think a man might have been looking in through your kitchen window." Veronica looked nervous and a little angry in her reply. She didn't bother using any filters. "Troy, if you're messing with me, that's not okay. Don't try to scare me." This latest video had Veronica walking around in her living room. All of her curtains were open, and I could see the night sky clearly around her house. I also noticed a shadow outside in her yard. This time, I was fast enough to screenshot the end of the video, and I sent it back to Veronica. She sent me back a chat instead of a video. "Okay, I'm freaking out now a little," she wrote. "Can you come over?" I'd been hoping for an invitation for a while, but not like this. Before I could reply, I got a notification that she sent over a video. I opened it to see her clearly panicked Veronica rushing down her hallway. "Troy, I saw somebody outside. They limped between the willow tree out front and went around the side of the house. I'm not sure, but there might have been two shadows out there." I chatted her back. "Hey, here's my FaceTime. Give me a call and I'll stay online with you." She called a few moments later from her bedroom. The lights were out, and I could see from the screen's glow that Veronica was crying. "There's someone outside my room," she whispered. "I heard them trying to open the window. Troy, please, please, I'm so scared." "Okay, okay, just hold tight. I'm going to..." Someone was pounding on Veronica's front door, hitting it hard enough to rattle the window all the way in her bedroom. I heard screaming or shouting. It was muffled and impossible to tell what they were saying. After a moment, the knocking stopped and there was silence. Then Veronica screamed. Before I could ask what was wrong, she swiveled her camera to point out of her bedroom window. A man was looking inside, the same man I'd spotted in her kitchen window. His face was pale and up close, clearly streaked with blood on his chin and cheeks. Veronica ripped the curtain shut and began hyperventilating. Hey, listen. You need to stay quiet. Stay hidden. Barricade your bedroom door. Put something heavy against the window, too. Then you need to hang up this call and... No, please, she whispered, breathing harder. Don't leave me. Just for a minute, I promised. You need to call 911. I'll call them, too, to make sure we get through. Snap me your address, and I'll be on your way over to you.
Please hurry.
Veronica hung up, and I instantly got a notification in the chat. I was already on my way out of the door, sliding my boots on and my jacket. When I connected with 911, the dispatcher confirmed that they were already on the line with Veronica. Since she was talking to a professional, I sent her a quick Snapchat video instead of FaceTiming. Hey, I'm on my way. So are the police. You'll be okay, I said, climbing into my truck. The cops beat me to Veronica's house. There were two squad cars parked at the curb when I pulled into her driveway. There was also a dead man lying in the front yard. He was face down in the grass, an axe still embedded in his back near the top of his spine. As I got closer, I saw the man was bald and very pale. There was one officer standing near the corpse, talking into her radio, and two more at the front porch of the house, trying to calm Veronica down. The first officer started to step to block me, but Veronica caught sight of my approach and came sprinting down the steps. She jumped into my arms and clutched me tight, sobbing so hard I couldn't make out what she was saying. I hugged her back, but my attention was on the body in the yard. I saw the first cop lean over to shine a light in its face. The corpse was definitely the man I'd seen peering into Veronica's window. The stalker. The potential home invader. I doubted Veronica was savage and composed enough to put an axe into his back. So, who killed him? The answer became clear when more police cars arrived but stopped three houses down instead of at Veronica's. When I was finally able to get Veronica to calm down, I let a paramedic look over her while I walked down the street. This time, a cop did stop me at the edge of the yard. A crime scene technician was marking off an open door to the house with black and yellow tape. I was able to see a woman's body lying in the living room floor before they shuffled me away. The rest of the story came out in the paper that week. Veronica's neighbor, a middle-aged couple that just moved in, were brutally murdered the same night she and I were exchanging snaps. The wife died at the scene, but the husband was able to flee and most likely made his way next door to ask for help. Only that family was on vacation, so he moved to Veronica's house, creeping in the yard in case the killer was in pursuit, which he was. The man probably tried to get Veronica's attention, quietly at first, then started pounding on the door when he realized he was being followed. He ran around to her window when she didn't answer. That's when the killer must have caught up with him and planted an axe in his spine as the man tried to dash across the yard. I know Veronica blames herself for not opening the door, but how could she have known that her stalker was really a victim? Besides, all that might have changed was the police finding three bodies instead of two. This happened about a month ago, but I couldn't decide if I should tell it or not. I'm kind of a paranoid person and didn't know if I was going to deal with something like this again if I talked about it. But since it's been a month and nothing has happened again, I'll share it. English is not my native language, so bear with me if I sound weird. I'm a 22-year-old girl from Bulgaria, studying art in another town. I was back home at my parents' house for Christmas vacation. And this happened a little after New Year's. My parents' house is in a tiny village near a big town where I grew up. We moved into the village and now live in a two-story house. I was sitting one night in my room and watching some amazing horror stories by MJV Animations, as I usually do. It was about 2 o'clock, and I was immersed in a scary story, not knowing that I would be living in my own horror story real soon. It started with me receiving a notification from Snapchat that someone had added me. I was kind of confused, but I still opened it and saw that someone with the username Lappy789 added me as a friend. Now, I want to explain why this is weird to me. I hardly use Snapchat. I just have it on my phone for no reason at all. None of my friends used it since Instagram got the story thing, and we all started to use that instead. I have very few friends on Snapchat, and none of them active on it, so I didn't think that it was someone I knew. And I don't even have my location on it, or Bitmoji, or whatever it's called, that I can give away my location or username to people nearby. I don't even know what that thing does, because as I said, I haven't been using Snapchat in a while. I also didn't have my username mentioned anywhere on my social media. Out of curiosity, I added Lappy789 and opened their profile to see if they had a picture or something that I could tell more about this person. There was nothing except their Snapchat score, which was about 7. I set my phone on the desk and started to rewind the video and listening to the parts that I missed while I was distracted by the phone. As I got ready to go back to the video, I got another notification. It was from Lappy789 again, and this time it was a snap. I opened it, and it was a picture of grass taken with a flashlight. I stared at it, all confused, and then typed, "What is this? Who are you?" Lappy789 received it, then read it, but didn't respond. At this point, I started to ask all of my friends if it was one of them, or if they had given my username to someone, but they all said no. A few seconds later, another snap came, and now it was a picture of what looked like a red tile. Curiosity took over me, and once again I texted, "This isn't funny. Who the hell are you?" Lappy789 saw my message, but didn't respond. The third snap came, and I was prepared to start screenshotting to show my boyfriend. It was a picture of what looked like a little doorknob, but I couldn't see anything more clearly. I failed to screenshot it at first, so I had to replay the snap. When I was finally done, I went back to the third snap to take a closer look this time. Drops of sweat appeared on my forehead as I realized this doorknob belonged to our backyard gazebo. At this point, I'm slowly grasping that this person is Snapchatting me from my backyard. And by the way, it's not so easy for someone to access our backyard, as we have a tall fence. You would have to take your time and scout the place around to find a possible way to climb the fence. It would be even more difficult in the dark, which meant whoever this was had been looking around our house during the day to find a way to get in. I was utterly horrified, and I didn't know what to do for a few moments. Then, I stood up from my desk and ran to turn off all the lights. As my room got dark, I peeked through my window shades to see the backyard. It was very cloudy and a dark night, so I couldn't see anything. The fourth snap came, and like last time, I was ready to take a screenshot of it to my boyfriend, who hadn't yet seen my messages. When I opened the snap, I screamed in terror. It was a zoomed-in snap of my window shade, the one that he could see me gazing out of. I ran out of my room, not knowing what to do. For some strange reason, I didn't want to wake up my dad and tell him what was going on. My mom was sleeping downstairs on the couch, and I was upstairs. I tried to figure out how to open the super loud and screechy door to our terrace without waking up my parents. Even if I was scared, I still wanted to find the intruder who was pulling off this freaky prank to me. I battled with the door for about 30 seconds, but I managed to open it quietly and carefully stepped outside to look. I still didn't see anyone. I looked and I looked, trying to stay low as I could so that the snapper wouldn't see me. But I couldn't see anyone lurking in the backyard. I was coming down from the terrace when I received another snap from Malapi 789. As I opened it, the blood in my veins ran cold. It was a picture of my mom sleeping on the couch, taken from inside the house. This freak was now inside my house. As shocked and terrified as I was, I rushed downstairs in complete panic.
Dad! Dad! There's someone inside our house! Dad, call the cops!
As I came downstairs, screaming frantically, my mom woke up and she saw our main door was wide open. It seemed like we forgot to lock the main door that night, and my mom passed out on the couch without knowing the door was unlocked. My dad came out of the room, and I told him everything while showing the snaps. My mom and I were both hyperventilating at this point. My dad called the cops and went out, taking his gun to scavenge the area. After checking everywhere, my dad came back inside and said that he didn't find anyone. The cops came, and they too inquired our neighbors and us about the whole incident, but no lead took place on the matter. I could hardly sleep that night. Every 5 seconds, I kept checking for new snaps from this unknown account, but Lappy 789 was gone. I would have been relieved if Lappy 789 stayed gone, but unfortunately, he didn't. When I woke up, I found a creepy text from the same account. It read, "Had a nice time watching you sleep. Can't wait to see you soon. Goodbye." I immediately blocked the account. I've texted and called all my friends, begged them to confess if it was one of them, but they all said it wasn't them. I told my boyfriend what happened. He asked everyone he knew, but still nothing. We tried to find the account, but we soon found out that he had deactivated it. There was no one with the name Lappy 789 anymore. I had deleted Snapchat and didn't think I'd ever use it again. The next day, I went outside to look around to see if the creep left something behind, and I saw footprints on a little muddy patch. My dad doesn't seem to believe it was the intruder's footprints, saying it was probably one of us, but I'm pretty sure they weren't ours. To this day, I still don't know who it was. I've asked everyone I know, but nothing has ever come out of it. I still wonder what their intentions were. Were they trying to scare me? Were they stalking me? Who were they? How did they find me? I wouldn't know. I just hope I never have to deal with them again.